I will remember to get gas. I'm looking at this thing. It says I can drive 33 miles. So I'm going to get out of San Francisco and then get gas. At the gas station I like, you know. Among my favorite gas stations. It's not my favorite gas station. My favorite gas station is probably the one I stop at in the mornings sometimes, because it's just big in there. It's big, they got stuff. It's large. If you need motor oil or trail mix, they've got both of those things. I usually need both. That's not true. I don't need motor oil. This car is in proper working order. Gets its oil changed on schedule. Actually, I'm probably about due. Now that I think about it. Okay. Don't be gross. Kind of an intense day. Jack Tretton getting out, you know? Well, maybe intense is the wrong word, but it's one of those things where they sent out an email to Sony employees before that press release hit, and you know, we got word of it like kind of as it was getting sent out, and I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Started digging into it, maybe write a story, and then that press release hit, and then everyone ran a story. So it'll be interesting to see who takes his place. It's a guy from Sony Network Entertainment. It's like the second in command of SNE, who's been there for a really long time. Sean something. Who I've had not heard of before, but he's been there for a very long time. He's been with the company for a very long time anyway. If you Google his name, it'll you can find a picture of him. If you go to like the Sony Network Entertainment website and look for like their like, here's our corporate people, headshots, corporate headshots, you'll find him. I think his last name starts with an L, I don't know, Laidon. I don't remember, Laidon, yeah, that's, sounds right, Sean Laidon, Professor Laidon. How's my hand? Fine. I could totally, like I said, I could sign way more boxes of posters if we had them, and if we had the pens and everything. That's all right. I might fall asleep, but you know, but my hand's fine. How's my hand? Oh, it's great. It's the best. It's the best. Dead Nation. Yeah, I thought about running a live stream with Dead Nation to see what's up with that broadcast plus mode they've got in there. I probably will do it eventually. And now none of you are hearing me, or maybe you're hearing me again. I don't know. Came up and said, attempting to reconnect. Which at least it says that. Sometimes it doesn't even say that. When I get over here where it goes out every single night, it usually doesn't actually pop up and say that it is not connected. Because I feel like it's just such a spotty area that it's connecting and disconnecting and connecting and disconnecting and just never getting right. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it sounds on the other end. Probably bad. Oh, these bikes. I gotta make a right turn, and these bikes are, you know, kind of preventing me from getting into this turn lane, because the bike lane is on the other side, in between the two, and, oh yeah, you're just gonna get out of your bike lane and get into my turn lane. That's, dangerous for you, sir. Get into a fight with critical mass. It's almost happened. I don't know that they really do. If they do critical mass, I don't think I've seen it since coming back to San Francisco, or coming back to this part of San Francisco a couple years ago. I don't know if they moved it or what, but I've not seen proper critical mass. I've not seen a mess of bikes blocking my path for years and years and years. That was always like the big bike ride, like the last Friday of every month, I think they would do it. And sometimes it would really, if you were trying to leave San Francisco at the right time that they were trying to ride their bikes, it was a fucking hellish nightmare. Maybe that's a little extreme. You know, whatever, they're riding their bikes and that's legal for them to do so. I just, you know. The problem with critical mass and that sort of thing is when there are enough of them, enough bikers, they stop obeying the law. And some of them behave like real assholes sometimes. I've had people hit the hood of my car and, you know, punch it, you know, like tap it with their hand as they're riding by with their bike and shit. And like, fuck you, don't touch my car, you asshole. And they're riding through red lights and they're being, you know, they're trying to ride in the car lanes when they want, and then shift over to the bike lanes when that's faster, so they kind of want it both ways, which I think is really shitty, because it's hard to know when they're going to switch, and when they're going to, like, you know, if they're behaving like cars, then yeah, that's, you know, there's a safe way to do that, as long as you notice, but it's just when they try to, like, oh, well, you know, now if I get in the crosswalk, I can go, and that'll be faster, too, and, you know, like, They do some really fucked up shit. Not all of them. I'm sure most people that ride bikes are perfectly fine. Just a handful of, you know, people that get all bold. Well, whatever, you know, that got all bold. Like I said, I'm not even sure if they still do critical mass. Or how critical the mass is. It's probably not that big anymore. Rory's a fine, upstanding cyclist. You're probably right. I don't know. Maybe he's terrible. Maybe he's one of those guys that buys a bunch of padlocks and then throws them at cars. And then brags about it. Who knows? All right. We're rolling up Larkin here. Action-packed here at the Gateway Croissants. They're open. They got pastry and donuts. You gotta pull over in this bus stop illegally and run in there and buy a Snapple. A Snapple. A taste of Burma. I don't really know what Burma tastes like. Sounds kind of gross. Like rubies and child labor. Child-run mining operations. Guy's ponytail looking real good. Song. I just wrote it. my pro or con called soldiers. Well, you know, I think kids need to learn a trade. A nice piece on the side of this. Some nice painting. Cool. Keep honking. Yeah, let's keep honking. Helps. It makes everything better. And it makes you less angry. You honk the anger right out. It's not like it just makes you angrier as you're honking. Because it's a thing. Piece of garbage. Stray dog running up the sidewalk. This guy, black, pulling in front of me with reckless abandon. Music in the streets. I'll be coming out of this bar over here. This bar is called the Gangway, and it has like the front of a boat poking out of it. There's a rainbow Budweiser neon in the window. I'm just cut across me. Fuck it. Who am I? I should have T-boned that car. Did it his fault? I could have made $1 billion. That's how that works, right? Told in my car, could have got a new one, you know, like neck or something. It's like, ah, poor. Interrupting my show, influence, you know, like directly, business. My business. And it would have T-boned him on the driver's side. So, you know, extra punishment for that dude for driving like a piece of shit. Yeah. Next time. What's this bus doing? Is this bus stopping? Am I getting past this bus? Or am I going behind this bus? Oh, it's decision time. Going behind the bus. A long week. I can't believe it's only Thursday, man. Wow. I got some writing done today. Not all the writing I wanted to get done, but at least I got some in. It was good to get going on some stuff. And then we signed stuff. That was fun. Hmm. Okay, gotta re-remember now to get gas. I'm almost out of the city. Whoa. Stupid road. Because if I don't get gas, then I can only drive like 26 miles, which would be enough to see a few gas stations, but not enough to get home. Gas. All right. I have ingrained, I've imprinted the desire to get gas onto my very being. We're good. I'm looking at this gas station right here, and it's reminding me that I need to get gas later at the next gas station. Not that one. That one's stupid. It's a stupid gas station. Yes. Got to sign the rest of those posters tomorrow. I think I might have some silver Sharpies at home, too. Maybe I'll grab those just to make sure, in case Rory can't get more. Have I played South Park yet? No. No, I have not. Got a bunch of other stuff that I need to play over the next little bit here. Some stuff in my bag I need to play too for another thing. And I want to play some South Park. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around the price stuff. And, I mean, I should just buy it because at this point, like, you know, there are so many games that I don't pay for that, you know, like, I pretty much will pay for just about anything because I'm still, you know, like, some stuff shows up in the mail. So I end up buying the games that don't, which is normally how it goes. But something about $60 for the PC version of South Park just sounds like a bad deal. I don't think I like South Park enough to, like, want to, you know, like, do that. I don't know. Get a Steam code for $45? Yeah, maybe I'll see if there are any weird coupon, weird deals like that or something. 45 sounds much better. Even 50 would be totally acceptable, you know, full PC price. It's when they bump it up to match the console price for whatever reason. I feel like I have theories about that, but I don't, you know, they're just theories. I think that sucks. Especially on the PC where everything, you know, on Steam where eventually everything is $3. Be $60, like, that's a lot of money. For something that Brad described as South Park first, RPG second, it's like, well, I, you know, not necessarily gigantic RPG person, though, you know, it's that kind of action, like, Super Mario RPG-style stuff, I think is a cool combat system, and I usually like games that have that sort of stuff. I'm largely indifferent about the property. Like, it was good, and then I stopped watching it, and I haven't exactly missed it, so, I, you know, I will eventually have to play it. I need to know more about it. It's not exactly like top priority. Oh God, I gotta play it. It sounds great. It's, you know, it's not that game for me. Maybe I'll really like it. I probably will. Probably like it. It sounds like it's pretty rad. On the bridge, time for some bridge music.
Waxing cocaine, Nina, my new thing. Blew up before fame, rock filled with octane. Fire in my soul, burned through my shoestring. Came up from Hussein, do rags and flat lines. Drop eyes at bedtime, get down, I heard mine. Someone lost their grandson, thank God that I'm straight. No wonder my mind pray, lost my mind. I'm in my rocket and as I get higher, getting higher, get higher than I desire.
And it keeps me going. This is the inspiration I need. I could never turn my back on a city that made me. Got friends on Facebook all over the world. The Weird Al of Rap is back again. Tell me it's good. I'm artist of the decade. I even got a plaque. Finally taking this dumb song down a peg. Trying to be low-key, hopefully nobody notices me. If pros to punch. There are parts of this beat that I actually like. Stop, it's just such a weird. By the frozen yoke in the sky, approach me. Bears, I didn't think Omera was the show. Weird fucking. I'm hiding in crows, buying groceries. He just had drunk groceries. Told me the sign is posted, then insults me. Wow, I'm close. Didn't know you had cross feet. I'm at a crossroads, lost. Still shopping at Costco. Sloppy Joe's, no waffle. I feel like I like that beat because it's the type of fucking beat that we used to make. Like, alright, let's just take this song that's like really obvious samples and just like the samples are really easy to get at and throw drums under, so it'll be super simple to put together, and yay! Fuck, I really have a dislike for Oingo Boingo that some might say is unnatural and maybe even unwarranted, but it's the worst. Getting close to that gas station. Gas station. It's really a black and white decision. There's no gray area. I need gas. I have to get gas. I'm getting gas. Macaulay Culkin. I guess Macaulay Culkin's pizza band played in San Francisco like yesterday or at some point earlier this week. Like they have written pizza themed parodies of Velvet Underground songs, I guess. And they're called Pizza Underground. I've not heard any of it. Very little of that sounds appealing. I feel like this part of this song is where the song kind of falls apart. The vocals are mixed too low or something. It just sounds weird. And then the rap is terrible. Okay. I'm going to get gas. And I'm going to go in the gas station. And I'm going to get something that I can eat or drink. Maybe. I'm going to go look at it. Think about it. You wait here. Be cool. Don't get stolen. Got it? Got it. I forgot to open the gas tank. what? It totally smells like low tide out there. Just gross beach. It was pretty nasty. But I got a small package of peanut butter Ritz crackers. So everything's going to be okay. That album that Len put out last year? That only came out in Canada and had It's My Neighborhood on it. It was alright. I don't know. It's not my favorite Len album. Like, this album's pretty good. The one after it, I think really great. That one might be my favorite. That might be my favorite. And then before this album, Len was weird. Song about how snowboard got stolen. Also. No brand van 3000, you know, they got death. Actually, I don't know. I don't know enough about the brand van 3000 catalog. Just say that with authority. But I can't name a brand van song other than Drinking in LA, so. So really,
twice the toppings, half the price.
Who can say?
To your door. Sirius XM's 90s on 9.
80s, 90s.
What? I don't love every No Doubt song. I don't think all of her solo work is fantastic, though. The one album, is it Love Angel Music, maybe? I think that's the one that I really liked.
there's a second one, isn't there?
Oh, I forget. Anyway. I feel like her success is deserved. She's got real talent. I like the way she sings. She's good at singing. Write good songs. Good collaborators on that solo album. I don't know that, you know, I wouldn't say I love any No Doubt material that came out past this album, except for, like, the version of Ex-Girlfriend that was in Frequency or Amplitude, whichever one that was in that specific mix of the song. There's some other stuff here and there. Well, yeah. Maybe the most mid-90s thing possible, the band I was in, when we were playing the backing tracks and rapping and stuff, before there was a live band, we took a sample out of, like a very obvious sample out of Just a Girl, and then looped that, put drums under it, and then rapped Devil Woman by the Funk Junkies over it. Really just ill-advised on all fronts. But the audience seemed to like it because they recognized the No Doubt sample. We were doing that shit mixtape style, sampling current hits instead of fucking waiting and digging into crates for old shit. Like, no, we're just gonna fucking rap over this. Fuck it. Not gonna listen to this Joe Public song. I'm sorry. Even I have my fucking thoughts. Hotel California guitar solo, eating these peanut butter Ritz. Life's been good to me so far. fuck this song.
Last year, or who fucking on who, and who need a pap smear, getting on my nerve.
Maybe did you see him when y'all together? So they go to fuck him. Yeah.
Put the rap down, put the Mac down. Mine. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on to the break of dawn. See you when BTON and the city they call Long Beach. Put the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better like this. That and this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about all? So just chill.
I know you meant well. I thought that first, that solo album, that Mace album was all right, man. It was pretty good. Dresses out the poles from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, but gas in my rolls. Rap shows, collect those extra old. But man, I feel like this era, like this shit. The fucking the Puff Daddy fucking era, fucking Bad Boy. Fucking Puffy and Mace, just. It is really hard to go back and fucking listen to, I think. I just think the way Mace raps is so ridiculous, and not like, yo, that's ridiculous, but like a, why you gotta, like his voice is just crazy. Little kids see me on DC when it's D3 chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while with. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So why you daydream? Mama said you blame when I deal with hoes that pose and make believe. One time you had it all. I ain't mad at y'all, nigga. Be the catalog. I show you how daddy ball. Six cars of power, the five big stars. Still a CEO style, smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money. Come on now. Come on. That's what we do. Do Mace got the ladies? Do Puff drive Mercedes? Take hits from the 80s? But do it sound so crazy? For me personally, it's not personal. I do a work for me, you do a work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you let me. All right. Well, those Rich Packers are gone.
Come on.
Come on. Don't stop. Classic cuts, timeless hip hop.
Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with.
This is our Backspin on SiriusXM. Gangsta Bitch is just one of those songs that gets a little too much play on this station. I do not need to hear Apache and his desires for a gangsta, as much as I may share them. Apache and I on the same page.
I need a gangsta bitch. I want a gangsta bitch. Yo, I want a gangsta bitch. With my, I want a gangsta bitch. I need a gangsta bitch. I need a.
You can only hear that song so many times in one calendar year before you've hit the limit. Then you can start throwing it back so that other people can enjoy it. I need to get out from behind this car. It's going too fucking slow. My phone. Got this Gil Manteris party dream cut. Party Dream broke up. They put out that like a couple albums and like an EP or something. I don't remember what the exact output was, but whereas Riff Raff just keeps producing hit after 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 hit. Like a higher pitch, like more aggressive, like aggro's kind of style.
Make a man gun like bags in the two kids and Jay. Dropping bombs like the dogs and don't fall off. Might pull up in the lawn in the
dark. Not that I've listened to every single riff-raff cut that is coming down the fucking pike, but you know.
I'm gonna lie to your mom, make a manager there. 50 days, 50 nights, cold heat in the Sprite. Might throw some diamonds on my hands, diamonds on handkerchief. Go up on inside my pancreas, got diamonds on them. I'm a swanky instrumental, I'm a breaker to vessel, two or three, one for key, make it all OC.
So I'm saying this is classic Riff Raff. Classic. I watched the video for this where he's rolling around. And balling in a way that he is apologetic for. You know? I can totally relate. I think you heard enough of that. I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to revisit Riff Raff in the future.
Dance.
Oh my. Wasn't really ready for this.
Sleeve. Drink that Kool-Aid, follow my lead. Now you're one of us.
revisit the Kesha remix album. You know, maybe we all should. Might be an Eric Wareheim joint, if I remember correctly. Eric Wareheim's music video work is worth seeking out as a catalog, as a body of work. Post Awesome Show, that's been maybe the split a little bit. You know, Eric Quinton did a lot of music videos, and it seems like Tim Heidecker, I mean, did that movie, the comedy. And he's been, just seems like, God, you know, he's been more visible in, like, the comedy scene. I feel like he's out there a little more. Whereas Eric Wareheim's not out there as much, or if he is, it's not in places where I'm looking. Maybe. I didn't realize that they made that Andy Daly show that debuts tonight. Which, if you haven't seen Review, I recommend it. That's my review of Review. And I'm sure I'm the only person that's in. No one else could have possibly come up with it. It's really funny. I think Andy Daly is fucking hysterical. I think the way he plays the role on that show is fantastic. I cannot wait to see more of it. I guess Kroll Show got picked up for a third season today also. This is pretty exciting. I think that's where my TV viewing habits have changed, is like, I'm taping Kroll Show, I'm DVRing Kroll Show every week, and I'm just gonna fucking binge watch it at some point. That's how I watched the second season of Comedy Bang Bang. It's just like, you know, it's just, I'm not gonna make an appointment to watch this every week, but I know it's gonna be there, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. You know, I haven't watched, I don't know why. I watched the first season of Check It Out, the with Steve Brule, the John C. Reilly show, and liked it, but just, I don't know. I haven't really watched more of it since. I never really went back to it. I missed a bunch of episodes and kind of just never stayed up with it. And I really want to watch Eagle Heart at some point. I saw most of the first season of that. And that show just seems fucking killer. And there are still episodes of the Eric Andre show that I have not seen. So yeah, I guess I got some catching up to do with some of that stuff. I just don't really watch a lot of TV. Oh, Probably could have gone right there, but better safe than sorry. Right? I gotta get my GDC haircut here pretty soon, you know? You ain't gotta like it cause the hood don't love it. Watch a young nigga show his ass I'm up.
Compton to Baltimore, I'ma kill it. I buy a mortgage in the minute. The public house, the plastic couch of a Section 8 tenant. The Regal window is tinted. The air conditioner broke, but I'm cool enough to ensure you my ride is an Eskimo, huh? And I peel off in the midst of getting my thrills off. And I drop off energy from inner cities that we lost, huh? I'm putting a ghetto on top of my back and I live in the back of the jungle. Lions, tigers, bears, oh my. Hear the siren, walk up, drive by. Shooters, looters, federal vet intruders. Engines on back of scooters, the real can recognize good. And we need to know just who you are. You are in the presence of many presents. Kendrick, the gift for the future, yeah, I said it. Thug life, good kid, mad city, mad respect. Representing the upright.
Keeping it G ain't nothing. You ain't gotta like it cause the hood don't love it. You ain't gotta like it cause the hood don't love it. Watch a young nigga show his ass I'm bumpin'. I got the whole block bumpin'. You ain't gotta like it cause the hood don't love it. You ain't gotta like it cause the hood don't love it. Watch a young nigga show his ass I'm bumpin'. The homegirls tell me I'm the shit. I break them off so they can buy some outfits.
All right, I made it home, so I'm going to go do home things. Home is for home things. Go do your home things. See ya.